I'm Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
Coming up on Library Beat, it's classic TV week.
Rabbit ears on the TV, and you would put aluminum foil on them to make them pick up better. That might just be our family, but that's what we had to do, and I was the remote.
Karen and I reminisce about our favorite classic TV shows. We also ask some of our patrons and staff members what their favorites are, plus our weekly trivia challenge. Coming up on Library Beat. Stay tuned.
That was a long time ago, right?
Oh, yes, it was.
It was in the 50s, maybe.
Mr. Green Jeans, uh-huh. He was on Captain Kangaroo.
Yes, I believe it was.
So you'd say Captain
Kangaroo. In the 50s, we only had the three channels. We lived over by the country club, and I don't know what channel he came on, but it seemed like that was also the same where we put the on the screen and things turn green.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? I mean, you're not old
enough.
That
might be a little bit before
my
time.
Yes, but.
Can you tell our listeners your name? Would you like to
Linda?
Introduce yourself? Linda?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
so
please.
Linda is voting for Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Green Jeans was great back in the 50s.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're so welcome. Thank you very much, Linda.
Uh-huh. You have a great day.
I really like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, that's a really good one.
And actually, his son lives in Hot Springs.
And we see Mr. Van Dyke is still going. I think he's in his late 90s.
Absolutely.
But he's still at it.
Yeah.
So
no.
What did you like about the Dick Van Dyke Show?
I like Dick Van Dyke's smile, and he always kept you entertained.
Definitely.
Kind of made you feel like, you know, you didn't trip over the footstool when you came in the house.
Right.
He did every show.
Yes.
And bounced up smiling.
Well, thank you very much. Would you like to tell your name to our listeners?
Call me Larry.
call you Larry. Thank you very much, Larry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Leave it to Beaver.
That was a good one.
And the Patty Duke Show.
Where she was identical cousins.
Right.
Yes.
And how about the Andy Griffith Show?
Oh, those are excellent choices. Hmm? Would you like to tell our listeners your name?
Bob.
Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
it. The Rifleman, for sure. I used to watch it with my dad. And, like, I remember watching it, and it went from black and white to color on the, like, MeTV or whatever it was on. And I lost it. The first episode it switched to color, I was like, no way.
That was Eli, one of our collection assistants.
My favorite classic TV show is Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford.
What do you love about it?
I just like the fact that it is talking about how the Highway Patrol, when it first started out, and the different things that they solved and looked at, and the way they put it into perspective with a happy ending.
Very nice. Would you like to tell our listeners your name?
I am Kim Hillison, and I've been here at the library for 20 years.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
Now, don't touch that dial, because Karen and I are going to take a trip down TV memory lane.
I see that you have assembled a cart, one of our book carts, but instead of books, you have DVDs on it.
I have some classic TV shows that I watched as a child in the 60s, 70s that I just want to talk about. I just love classic TV, and we have so many good shows here that you can check out.
When we started talking about this, you said, we're going to talk about classic TV, but we're going to have a cutoff mark of 1990.
Right.
And I would argue that there are some classic shows that came on after 1990.
Point, counterpoint.
So why in particular up to 1990?
Well, it's from my childhood. And when I was young, a young child, we only had three TV stations, four depending on the weather. And so, you know, you had to wait till 1 week to the next if it was a two-parter. And I just remember sitting in front of the TV, just watching TV all the time because it was the thing to do back then. You rode your bike, you watched your TV. And I remember the Family Hour. Do you remember the Family Hour? They couldn't put, like, Dynasty or anything on before 9 o'clock. So I remember all that. And so I thought it'd be fun to kind of relive some of the TV shows that I watched as a child and young person.
I could tell you, like, if you say, what were you doing on a Tuesday night in 1977? I could probably tell you, yes, I'd be watching Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley,
Three's Company.
And
Heart to Heart came on at 9 o'clock that night on Tuesday. Not in 77, I'm sorry.
Right.
But yeah, we have, when we do have Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and Shirley just passed away recently.
That is very sad. And I wish we had Three's Company. There are some shows that we just can't get. We get requests for them, but due to some sort of legal issues with who owns the rights to it or whatever, they haven't put it out on DVD. So Three's Company is one of those.
Soap is one. Soap is funny. And I keep asking for that one, but there's something mm-hmm. that we can't get Soap.
Another one is Moonlighting. We get requests for
Bruce Willis, yes.
And Cybill Shepherd. We get requests for that pretty frequently. And I actually read an article about why it's not available. It has to do with the music on the show. Because they used a lot of like 40s and 50s music was sort of part of the show. And somehow when they negotiated using that music, they did not negotiate to reuse it in like a DVD
video format,
right?
For
so
consumers or something.
And we also get lots of requests for things that are only available on streaming.
Right.
But this is pre-streaming that we are talking about, when you had to have the antenna out.
Yes, and or the rabbit ears on the TV, and you would put aluminum foil on them to make them pick up better. That might just be our family, but that's what we had to do. And I was the remote. And we got 3 channels, 4, 7, 11. We could get channel 2 depending on the weather.
Right. So you could watch the Good Times Picture Show.
I love the Good Times Picture Show. Yes, and Mr. Rogers was one of my favorite. And Electric Company.
We, maybe in a subsequent episode, we can have our own Good Times Picture Show and
yes.
talk about our favorite classic movies and maybe see what Ray Nielsen is up to, the host of Good Times Picture Show, if he is still alive.
And we hope he is.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to start today by 2 of my favorites that were ahead of their time. Dark Shadows, if anyone remembers Dark Shadows.
Ooh.
It was a vampire soap opera. I rewatched it during COVID. I love Dark Shadows. That was one of my favorites as a child because it was so spooky, and I felt
creepy.
I was so grown up watching Dark Shadows and Barnabas and Victoria. Then another one, and I love Darren McGavin. He's one of my all-time favorites, was Kolchak the Night Stalker.
I have never watched
have
that one.
Have you never mm-hmm. watched it? Oh, mm-hmm. it is. Well, when you're about 9 years old mm-hmm. in a small southern town, oh, my God, Kolchak was so fun. Talked about all the creepy stuff, vampires, werewolves, anything like that. And the special effects are so, they were so hip back then, but now they're like, oh, that headless guy wasn't really headless. He just had a big coat on over his head. But Kolchak, we have this one as well, and it is Darren McGavin, Kolchak Night Stalker. Which the guy that did the X-Files, he was a big fan of this, and that's
okay.
where it kind of came from. So those are 2 of my favorites. We also have just so many things. We have Night Gallery, Rod Serling, if you like that.
Now, that's the one, one of the famous episodes is that the one that has Joan Crawford in a famous episode where she goes blind? Or no, she like tries to buy somebody's eyeballs because she is blind. But
she
then
mean.
She well, that's the story. Yes.
Yes. It could be. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember watching it because it came on Sunday nights.
Right.
And I didn't want to go to bed and have to get it for school.
So that was one of those kind of creepy anthology series.
Yes.
Like Twilight Zone. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Night Gallery.
I think Steven Spielberg, one of his earliest jobs was directing.
Oh, really?
One of the night galleries, yeah.
That's awesome. And let's see, what else have we got? My all-time favorite show that I still watch, and actually watched the other day on streaming service, is Bob Newhart. I love Bob Newhart with all my heart. He is in his 90s now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got to have a special sense of humor to watch Bob Newhart because it's not slapstick. It is just so, but it's just so funny, just him and Jerry.
It's just the
Carol.
The characters.
Yes, and Mr. Carlin.
Yes, that is one of my favorite shows, too. I also love their apartment. That's what,
oh, yeah, that was a cool apartment.
It was a very cool apartment. And Emily, they had the greatest relationship. And then all of the Howard, the neighbor.
Howard Borden.
All the people, if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. You stop listening to this right now and go watch the Bob Newhart show. But he plays a psychologist,
yes.
and he does group therapy sessions, and the people who come to his therapy sessions.
Mr. Carlin, who was wealthy and always depressed. Mr. Carlin and just a host. And you know what? There was a bunch. Fonzie was on there at mm-hmm. some point. So was Squiggy, had like a little part-time thing, and a bunch of characters from Hill Street Blues were
Howard Hessman?
Howard Hessman was on there. Oh, a lot of people that you saw in future TV shows had guest spots on there. It was really neat. And I did like his 1980s Newhart show where he's an innkeeper in Vermont. That's also a good one. Let's see. Mary Tyler Moore, I know, is one of Greg's favorite and mine.
That was on my list, too.
Yes, Betty White was just hilarious in there. But I loved Rhoda and Phyllis, who lived downstairs.
Well, both of those shows, we've talked about this before, they were on Sunday night on CBS, and that was...
Saturday night?
It was Sunday night, I think.
It was Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, MASH, Carol Burnett, Saturday Night lineup.
Okay.
We will talk about this later and get you a firm answer on that.
Yes.
We're having point counterpoint again.
But whatever night of the week it was probably the best night of TV ever. Yes.
Ever, yes. Also got some I've got some Adam 12, another favorite. Loved Adam 12. I love Dragnet, but I couldn't find any Dragnet. I still say we don't have the Dragnet TV show, but I've been...
Well, Dragnet had several different iterations.
It did, I want the ones that are later, you know, where they had the record party.
Right.
that was funny. So Adam 12 came from Dragnet. Oh, I didn't bring Good Times. Good Times was in there. Good Times and Maude.
Mm-hmm.
Good Times came from Maude. I was trying to bring the shows that had, like, spinoffs.
Right.
I've got a good trivia question as well. I just thought of one. We have Laugh-In, the best of Laugh-In. If you go back that far, Laugh-In.
Gonna sock it to you.
Yes, I had a little coin purse when I was little. It said, sock it to me. That's a good one. We also have a lot of Westerns. We have Gunsmoke. If you remember, Gunsmoke might have been the longest running Western on TV.
But that and Bonanza were both super popular. And yeah, they ran for forever. And they're still popular here.
Yes.
People check them out like crazy. That and, you know, Big Valley, The Rifleman.
Yes. Have Gun Will Travel. We have that one, which is good. I love Richard Boone. So we have a lot of Westerns as well. The High Chaparral, one of my favorites. Okay, if you want family drama, family fun, The Waltons.
Yes.
I love John Boy.
I watched most of The Waltons a couple of years ago. For most series, I'm in for about 4 or 5 seasons. After that, it's got to be really something special to keep my interest. But I did watch at least the first few seasons of The Waltons a few years ago. And I think some people kind of made fun of me, but I really enjoyed it. And at one time, I could name all the kids, but I'm not sure I could do
that
now.
There was John Boy, Mary Ellen, Jason, Ben, Aaron, Jim Bob, and Elizabeth.
Good job.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, yeah. And then the sisters who made the recipe.
Yeah. Miss Emily.
They weren't Walton sisters.
No, they were not Waltons. Miss Emily and Miss something.
And who was the snooty storekeeper's wife?
Oh, Ike Godsey and Corbeth.
Mm-hmm.
yes. It was, Waltons are a good show. And we have Little House on the Prairie as well, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I did bring that one just because.
Yeah.
Michael Landon, I did like Michael Landon. I just did not like that show.
Yeah. If you have to choose between the two, and they obviously do compete against each other, even though it's a different time period, they're both historical family dramas going through hardships and things like that. I think The Waltons is a cut above.
Yes, The Waltons wins. What else do we have here? We have some One Day at a Time. I think the only person like really in the news now is Valerie Bertinelli.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does a lot on the Cooking Channel.
Right.
So I haven't heard from Mackenzie Phillips.
No.
So I don't know where she is.
No, hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay. I don't know.
Well, One Day at a Time was a Norman Lear show. And Norman Lear is someone who I believe is over 100 now. So we're on the lookout for any Norman Lear developments, but he was one of the biggest names in TV
in the
1970s.
All in the Family, Odd Couple, which, you know, came from the movie Odd Couple, which was hilarious. But we have The Odd Couple, we have All in the Family.
The Jeffersons. Which is a spinoff. So All in the Family had the Jeffersons as a spinoff, also Maude, and then...
Maude had Good Times as a spinoff.
Right. And then, even though it was pretty much still All in the Family, but it became Archie Bunker's place at some point.
After Edith died, yes.
Right.
Because it was one of those that just, it should have had an end time.
Right.
But they just kept going. But yeah, the Jeffersons was from All in the Family. Maude mm-hmm. was from All in the Family. And then Maude, the spinoff was Good Times from right. Maude.
And then Mary Tyler Moore had a bunch of spinoffs too. It had
Rhoda.
Yeah, pretty much anyone who was on that show got their own show.
Yeah, Lou Grant.
Uh-huh. And Phyllis had a show.
Yeah. Cloris Leachman, dead or alive?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah. Alive, we hope.
Alive, we hope, but yes. we're not real sure.
Right.
We have a lot of the detective series, mm-hmm. Police procedurals.
Well,
can I
talk about some of my favorites?
Because
not yet.
I just want to go through. We have Kojak, which is a favorite, and one from the 80s I like, which I didn't bring, was Hill Street Blues,
mm-hmm.
Which is a fabulous show. And now I'll turn it over to Greg.
Oh, thank you.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients. Whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years, give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
Well, you mentioned detective shows. One of my all-time favorites is Columbo.
We do have Columbo, yes. Columbo, the Sunday Night Mysteries. We don't have McMillan and Wife, though. I'm kind of sad.
Just one more thing. But Columbo is just so much fun. And Peter Falk was just brilliant, you know, in his raincoat that I think they said they would hire people to wear those around.
To crumple.
Wear them out, and he was always being underestimated, and he...
And he did have a spinoff too, Mrs. Columbo.
That's right, but Mrs. Columbo was kind of one of the conceits of the show, is that he had this wife, or did he have a wife? He would mention Mrs. Columbo, but you would never see her. And that happens on a lot of shows, like Carlton the Doorman from Rhoda, and that's kind of become a thing on shows where there's a character that you don't see that probably exists. Charlie on Charlie's Angels. You never get to see him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. What about his car? He drove this car.
A Peugeot.
Yes.
And at some point, he had a dog, too. And there's something about he would whistle This Old Man in some of his shows. So there are all these theories about different things about Columbo, because you never get a lot of his backstory. So
you're a Columbo expert. I'm very impressed.
I'm a Columbophile. Yes. Okay, yes. Yes. And I've watched most of those, and it went on forever and ever. Like, it was a regular TV series for years, but then it would come back as movie specials. Right. And I'd say the quality of those kind of fell off, too, at some point. Since we're choosing the cutoff point of 1990, we'll say pre-1990 Columbo. But the best ones were the early ones, like
in the
1970s. Because it would always pit Columbo against these sort of snooty upper-crust people mm-hmm. who thought that they were pulling one over on him.
And Johnny Cash was a guest star on Columbo. I remember that episode.
That was an excellent one. I only chose five. And one we've already talked about, Mary Tyler Moore.
Great
which
show.
It's just so comforting. It's just comfort.
Yes.
Comfort.
It's a classic.
Comfort watching. And she has a great apartment, too.
Yeah, she does.
Well, but then she moved at one point, and that happened also in the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah.
When they move, it kind of... Yeah.
We don't like change.
Yeah.
So
they need to stay in their original apartments.
Yes.
One all-time classic from a slightly earlier era that I can still go back and watch is I Love Lucy.
Yes. That's I guess the first famous sitcom.
First huge one.
Yes.
Anyway.
I Love Lucy.
Yes. And
Lucy and Desi.
Yeah, Lucy and Desi and Ethel and Fred. There's just something about it that's got just some kind of magic charm to it that just can't be replicated. Or, you know, Lucy did other shows and she still did her kind of Lucy shtick. But there was something about the chemistry between those people and the writing and everything.
Couldn't be duplicated.
It could not. So I Love Lucy too. I chose one British show, and I know at some point we might talk about our favorite British shows, because there are tons of them, and they're all very popular at the library, but I love Fawlty Towers.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about Fawlty Towers. That's a classic.
Right.
And I love John Cleese, who is still kicking.
He is still kicking, and I saw something recently that they might be doing a Fawlty Towers reboot, which might not be such a great idea. They usually don't work that well, but you never know.
You never know. John Cleese, he's masters.
Right. I don't know if Prunella Scales is still around, who was his wife.
I don't know.
You know, a lot of these British shows get remade as American shows.
Yes, and it never works.
Well, it occasionally works.
Oh, I think I know which one you're going to talk about.
Well, Sanford and Son.
Yes,
was
that's the one I thought
was a remake.
Yes. Oh,
and
that's what they call my desk. They always do the theme song around my desk.
Yes, but there have been a lot of British shows that have been remade, and actually, Fawlty Towers. I think they tried to remake it
with
the Arthur. Yes. And I think it lasted maybe three episodes.
Yes, it was awful.
Yes, it was somebody's place, like Bee's Place or something.
Did not work.
Yeah.
She was no John Cleese. Although she's good in Golden Girls, but she was no John Cleese.
Yes, that failed. So Fawlty Towers, Columbo. Oh, and a personal favorite that is a great show. You chose one soap opera on yours, which was Dark Shadows. And I have to choose Dallas.
Dallas, a classic, and I think everybody knows where they were when we found out who shot JR.
Yes.
That was such a great campaign, PR campaign that summer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, yes. Who shot JR?
Yeah, and that's another show. I think it went on for 14 seasons, and I actually...
Dream sequence.
I committed myself... Mm-hmm. I should commit myself to the Insane Asylum for doing this, but I decided I was going to watch the entire series of Dallas... But I petered out when the entire season was a dream, when it was Pam's dream.
Well, I thought it was Pam's dream.
Mm-hmm. Because Bobby had died.
Bobby had died.
But then he didn't become big star, so he decided to come back. But like most series, the early seasons are the best ones. And those early ones where you get to know JR and his conniving and Ellen and her drinking and, you know, it's...
And Lucy and her whatevers.
Yeah. And one of the best parts of the show is Miss Ellie.
Miss Ellie.
She really just pulls the whole thing together. Barbara Bel Geddes was an excellent actress with the sort of calm presence. And then she left for a year and they got Barbara Reed to, Donna Reed?
Donna Reed.
They got Donna Reed to replace her. So around that point where, you know, Miss Ellie's gone, they have a fake Miss Ellie, and then Bobby dies, but he doesn't die, and it's all a dream. It kind of fell apart. But up to that, if you enjoy kind of soapy, glitzy shenanigans.
But it had a spinoff as well.
Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing. I would say Falcon Crest, but that was totally different. Yes, their brother Gary.
Yes.
That you never saw.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see him because he was in Knott's.
He went to Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing. Have we covered our classic TV?
I want to mention Carol Burnett because I still watch that. I love Carol Burnett. My daughter loves Carol Burnett. If you haven't, and just Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are classics.
They're so funny.
I can watch that all day long. So I did want to mention Carol.
Yeah.
So I did.
There are so many more that enjoy.
Sanford and Son.
That
was
funny. Aunt Esther is one of the
Elizabeth.
all-time best. We haven't mentioned the Beverly Hillbillies, which I loved, or there's some that I loved when I was a little kid that I go back and try to watch now, like Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I love Gilligan's Island.
Well, I love it too.
But it has a different meaning because back then you did try to figure out if they could do this with the radio, why can't they contact someone?
Right.
But when you got older, you went, oh, it's a sitcom. They're going to stay on that island.
Right. Even like I have enjoyed the Brady Bunch a lot just because it's so
there.
Unrealistic.
Yes,
you know, but the bright colors and the happiness, you know.
The bell bottoms.
Yes, it's got its own kind of vibe. So there's lots of great TV, and the library has as much as we can. We're certainly open to suggestions.
Yes.
Some of them just are not available, but we will definitely entertain any suggestions our listeners would like to make. So do we need to do our trivia challenge?
Yes, and I said I had a good one, and now I've already forgotten it.
Karen, are you familiar with the concept in TV of a bottle episode?
No, I am not. Explain.
I feel like we're kind of doing a bottle episode today. That's when on a show, I think probably to save money in their budget, rather than having like any special guest stars or going to locations or building any new sets, they just contain everything within like the regular cast members and their regular sets. They call that a bottle episode.
Wow.
And that's kind of what we're doing today.
Yes.
But we still need our trivia challenge.
I am good. Okay. In Happy Days, here's our trivia. There was an older brother that you saw the first season.
Ooh.
Ooh, and Greg is going, ooh, really? And you never saw him again. What was his name? And he was never explained of where this person went, but he was in the first season, probably whenever it came out, 74, 75.
So he was Joni and Richie's older brother.
Older brother. Never explain what happened to him.
Oh, so we need to know what his name was.
On the TV show, yes.
On Happy Days.
And if you know where what happened to him, if we explain, yeah, I'll take that too, because I'd like to know.
Sure. Okay, so if you know the answer to that, if you're the first person who writes in the answer to us, send your answer to subject line Library Beat to the library's email, gcl@gclibrary.com. And if you are the winner, what are you going to win?
A swag bag.
Oh, an exciting swag bag.
Yes.
Well, we could probably talk about TV all day, but we...
Yes, I'm glad we had this time together.
You know, there's only one thing that
Thank
I'm
you,
not
Karen.
Clear about. Actually, there is one thing.
One other thing.
One more question, sir.
Just one more thing. Cloris Leachman died in 2021. Prunella Scales is still alive at 90. Karen was correct about the Saturday night CBS lineup, and the name of the Fawlty Towers American adaptation with Bea Arthur was called Amanda's. Thanks to Linda, Larry, Bob, Eli, and Kim, and thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Garland County Library.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.